This is Morning Edition on NHPR. By all accounts, New Hampshire is in the throes of a drug addiction crisis. More than 300 people died from drug overdoses last year. That's the most in state history. But while there's the human toll, there's also an impact on businesses and the state's overall economy. To talk more about that, we're joined now by Jeff Feingold, editor of New Hampshire Business Review. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Rick.
Jeff, many of those who fall victim to addiction are people in the working and middle class. In fact, the nearly, say, 100,000 people or so that are addicted in the state, estimates are three-quarters of them are actually employed.
Yeah, that's a really interesting statistic that I think that a lot of people in the business community have found very disturbing, that either from their own personal experiences with employees who've had addiction problems, but also just knowing the reality of what's going on with the workforce.
Yeah. I mean, are there certain industries that are seeing a higher rate of employees who are abusing drugs?
Yeah, historically, the hospitality industry, specifically the restaurant industry, seen a really large percentage of people who have problems with drugs, and addiction is obviously a major concern.
Why is that?
I think a lot of it has to do with maybe the hours they work. It has a lot to do maybe the age of a lot of the employees. They're younger. They're mostly younger. There's also, historically, that's been an industry where there is more access to drugs and alcohol, and that has been a concern for many, many years in that industry.
Yeah, and studies show that New Hampshire has, I think, the highest rate in the nation of young adults that are addicted.
Yes, per capita, it's very high. It's extremely concerning. It's interesting that this crisis has really thrown a spotlight on what this whole problem has been in New Hampshire. It's been going on for several years, but it's just kind of mushroomed, it's mushroomed such a point where our elected leaders can't ignore it.
So when you've talked to business owners across the state, what are they saying about how they deal with this?
Well, it's kind of across the board. You have a lot of businesses have employee assistance plans, EAPs. But in many cases, they're just not adequate enough to deal, especially with something like heroin addiction. That's the thing where you call someone on the phone, and there's not any real treatment that you can get. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's really disturbing is that New Hampshire has very, very, very few, if any, treatment options for people who are going through this kind of addiction. And I think what's happened now is that business people are just trying to take the bull by the horns right now.
The piece in New Hampshire Business Review this week features some business leaders who are looking to take the lead when it comes to offering treatment and really addressing addiction in the workplace. Well, what's happening there?
Yeah, that's really interesting. Dick Anagnost, who's a well-known developer in Manchester, and Andy Cruz, who owns the Auto Fair car dealerships, they have bought a building, the old Hoyts Furniture Building in Manchester, and they plan on turning it into a drug treatment and rehabilitation center with the help of other people. What they're going to do is they're buying it, they're going to rehab it, and then rent it to a couple of nonprofits. One of them is called Hope for New Hampshire. The other one is called Amber's Place. And what Hope for New Hampshire will be providing a treatment. And what Amber's Place will do is provide places for addicts to live while they're awaiting treatment, because that's been one of the problems. Is there's just no, there's no, the services are barely existent in the state, and this is a private two private companies, business people who are obviously so concerned that they want to take that actually are taking action on it themselves.
And the idea behind that, Jeff, is that these businesses say they don't want to wait for any kind of, government action. They want to take action now.
Yeah, they're basically saying, by their actions, they're showing that the government's not doing anything. And we have the special session that's starting on the 18th, and it's right now. It seems like the momentum is towards setting up a task for some kind of committee to look at it. And I think that that's just not the kind of answers that certainly people in the business world would expect. And I know in the business world, for most part, things move a lot faster than they do in government, as we know.
Jeff Feingold is editor of New Hampshire Business Review. He joins us occasionally to talk about business issues here in the Granite State. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you, Rick.